What if the reason you're not getting client inquiries isn't to do with market saturation and everything to do with the fact that your profile has been quietly gathering dust for years? I hear about it all the time. Therapists who wrote their profile once years ago and haven't looked at it since. And then they wonder why it doesn't work anymore. The thing is, it's really important to keep your profile up to date. And today's episode, we're going to be looking at how to breathe new life into your profile. Hello and welcome to today's Good Enough Counsellors podcast. I'm Josephine Hughes, and what we're going to be talking about are those dusty old therapy profiles. You know, the ones written years ago when you first set up and then lying untouched ever since. If you're wincing right now, don't worry, because you really are not alone. I was just speaking to someone yesterday who said that she hadn't looked at hers for about 5 years. And sometimes when I'm looking through the directories, looking at how they're working, I'll find someone who wrote about COVID and is talking about the safety elements of working face to face. They obviously haven't been updated for a while. If that's pricking your conscience, then perhaps today will be a little push in the right direction to help you maybe update your profile. And I'll explain actually why just even going onto your directory profile, removing some out-of-date stuff, maybe changing a couple of sentences can make all the difference. So listen on for some more information. What we're going to be talking about is why keeping your profile fresh is so important and how those small tweaks, even changing your profile photo, can make a difference. So the first thing to say is that your profile actually isn't a static thing. And if you haven't updated it for 5 years, I think you'll probably find that things have changed since you wrote it. For example, you've now got 5 years extra experience. You're probably much better at being able to articulate how you can help people and the way that you work. And in addition to that, it may be that you've got a much better idea about the sorts of people that you work well with. And so what you could do is you could go online and tweak your profile so that it's speaking more to those people who you really do love to work with. The advantage of this is that when the search engines are looking for material for people, if something is up to date and refreshed, they're much more likely to send people to that particular place because they know that it's recent and that means it's probably still current, it's probably still relevant, and the person who's offering it is actually actively available at the moment. Now, I don't know if you've had this experience. I certainly have, and it can feel really disconcerting. So you'll look at a therapist's website or you'll look at their profile and you'll see somebody who looks a particular way. And then when they actually come onto the call, they look completely different. And quite often that's because they haven't updated their profile. And it can really feel a little bit jarring when that happens because the person is turning up and they're not who you thought they were based on their appearance. So usually we do look a bit older. And that's another reason for making sure that you keep your profile photo updated, because ultimately it will help your relationship with your client, as well as making sure that the profile is up to date. It helps to build trust once someone actually gets on a call with you. And as many of you are doing introductory calls before you actually see a client, this could be quite an important factor in helping them to convert to paying clients. I think in this regard, and I know this is really scary for some of you, having a video online can be really helpful because a video really brings people to life and you can hear so much more because you actually hear their tone of voice. You can see what they're like when they're talking. You just get an idea of their accent, for example. And it really can help people warm to you. So if you haven't done a video already, that is something to think about. They are difficult. Absolutely understand that they are difficult. But you can practice and practice and practice before you need to actually upload one. And if you'd like to know any more about that, I do have a podcast all about creating videos, and I'll pop the details into the show notes. One of the things that can really help you when you are updating your profile is the inquiries that you've had over the time that you've been using your profile. If you think of it like this, every single inquiry that you get is a great information for your marketing. So if someone gets in touch with you and says, oh, I really felt I warmed to you because you said, and they might tell you what it was that you said, it's really worth paying attention to that, particularly if they're somebody who you really would like to work with. Thinking about what it is that attracts people to your profile is really important information to help you craft your profile in future revisions. It might be really helpful to hold on to those sentences that people say when they get in touch with you. You could open up a simple folder where you just copy and paste it from your email, or if they've actually said it to you online or on the phone, you can scribble it down and add it to the folder. And then you've got a little list of things that could help you in the future. What is it that people are actually looking for? And this is something that I often tell people to do when we're thinking about their niching and who the clients that they want to work with are, is we will have a look back and see what people are saying, because that will help you know how to write to them. It will help you to know how to use their language. And it is such useful information to know what it is that's actually working around your profile. Making sure that you're updating your profile regularly can therefore really help you get found when people are searching. The thing is, if you haven't touched your profile for 5 years, like the person I was talking to yesterday, that means that when you do go to have another look at it, it's going to feel like a big job. You're going to feel like you need to start over. If you can keep it up to date by just changing things every now and then, that means it's a much smaller job. So you may like to think to yourself, I'll pop a morning into my diary every 3 or 4 months, and that is when I go and review my profile. And if you could pop that in, then when it comes up, you could just go in, you could change a couple of things, job done for another quarter. So how about doing that? Just popping it into your diary so that you're regularly updating your profile. Now, if what I've said to you so far has got you thinking, and you're thinking, actually, yes, it is a while since I last updated my profile, I've got something that could really help you. It's called the Therapist Profile Toolkit. It's completely free, and what it's got is completely free CPD. So it's all my content that I've produced about making profiles, all my podcasts, all my YouTube videos, all my blogs. They're all gathered together in one place, and they'll help to give you some direction if you'd like to update your profile. So I'll put the link in the show notes again. You just need to press on the link to download it. Just give me your email address so that I can send it to you. And if you'd like a little bit of accountability and step-by-step help, I would love to let you know that in June 2025, just after this podcast comes out, I'm actually running the 12 action steps in Therapy Growth Group, and we're running the 4 action steps that relate to writing your profile. So each week I will give you a step to complete, and by the end of the month you'll have a new profile. The 12 steps actually includes what I call my Make Your Profile Work intensive week, and on that particular week I'll set you a little task and you can get feedback on your writing so that by the end of the week you've got enough little pieces that you can put together for your profile. And it's all done according to the formula that I know has worked for hundreds of therapists. I've trained hundreds of therapists on how to make their profiles work. So that's available to you in Therapy Growth Group. It's the perfect chance for you to get your profile working. So please do think about joining the group. Thanks for joining me today. Remember, your profile isn't something that you write once and forget. It's something that you can nurture, you can tweak it, and you can grow it alongside your practice. If you update just one little thing after listening to this, it could be your photo, your introductory paragraph, or you might even be brave and add that video. That means you're already moving in the right direction, and it means you're more likely to reach people who are looking. Don't forget to grab the free therapist profile toolkit and come and join us in Therapy Growth Group this June if you want some company while you work on it. I'll see you next week. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. Do come and join my Facebook community, Good Enough Counsellors. And for more information about how I can help you develop your private practice, please visit my website, josephinehughes.com. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love it if you could share it with a fellow therapist or leave a review on your podcast app. And in closing, I'd love to remind you that every single step you make gets you closer to your dream. I really believe you can do it.